I'm with NDSU Extension Educator Randy Greenike, and I understand that you had a few cases of Palmer amaranth that were reported in Barnes County fields. So give us an update, Randy.
Well, first we had it in Stutzman County, and that was located in a field that was close to a feeding yard area. And it turns out the one in Barnes County was related to a feeding yard and a feeding operation as well. It looks like the definite connection between the two is a livestock feeding operation where manure was applied to a field. Now is still the ideal time to be scouting for Palmer. Just because we discovered it doesn't mean we quit looking for it. We still want to be looking for it. Now is an excellent time. It's going to typically get up above the soybean canopy, and so we can still be encourage people to scouting for that. If you have weeds that you are not sure about, whether it's water hemp or Palmer, you can call me at the extension office here, or you can also talk to Jamin Windisch, who is the Barnes County Weed Control Officer. It appears that on the infestation that we ended up identifying in Barnes County, we did get a positive DNA back that it was definitely Palmer amaranth. It appears that the source of that was probably some sunflower screenings. There were some screenings on site. I know they were tested, and they did test positive for Palmer amaranth. And just as an idea, if you were to have 50 seeds in a pound of sunflower screenings, that would not be considered necessarily a high number, but per ton, that would be 100,000 seeds. And so that's just on one ton of feed. And obviously, oftentimes, in a feeding operation, sometimes there can be several tons that get fed. Boy, anybody that's fed any sunflower screenings or even screenings that are sourced from a southern feed source where we know that Palmer exists in the Corn Belt, it's all over in Nebraska and the I states and several places. So cottonseed meal is another one. I know that the dairies, especially in Minnesota, they have seen some concerns with some of the cottonseed meal that comes up. So anybody that does have has fed some sunflower screenings, and even if you haven't, it'd be wise to check the weeds around the area where you're feeding. Any fields that you put manure on, that would be another good place to double check for Palmer, because it looks like that's a definite way that we can have it spread around.
There's NDSU Extension Educator Randy Greenike with that report on Palmer amaranth.